A reading from the Gospel of Mark. He left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. What an extraordinary passage. On one hand, we have the admission of the people of the power of Jesus, as they say, "What deeds of power are being done by his hands?" On the other hand, we have the admission of their disbelief in Jesus' power, of their categorization and limitations that they put on Jesus, when they say, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they give the whole picture of the family. And that's significant because it boxes Jesus in to very human categories. They see the evident power. They see the miracles. They hear the wisdom Jesus preaches. And yet, they limit what they could allow to be supernatural as coming from an explicitly natural source, and they miss the whole point. And it is further evidence, Mark gives clear evidence, that they have missed the point in the fact that miracles can hardly be done. And Jesus admits as much, not only by saying that his prophetic power has no honor in this hometown, in this area, but that his actual miracles can only take place in terms of healing a few sick people. So just for today, a brief reflection can be on the power of unbelief in our lives, the power of limiting categorization that we do to everyone. What good can come out of Nazareth? They've asked about Jesus. And already they have many assumptions about what Nazareth and what the people of Nazareth, what that entails. And when you do that and the prejudices and biases fly up, you already are limiting yourself to any new opportunity of the Spirit. And that's in great evidence today, where Jesus in the Scripture can do hardly anything, and he himself is amazed at his spiritual impotence. And what causes Jesus to be so helpless? To be so ineffective? It seems like God has ordained that our belief is the key. More accurately, our will is the key to our belief being open to the power of the Spirit. And it is a precious thing. Our free will is a golden key. And I see this image of the golden key either locking or unlocking our heart to the potentialities of the Spirit in our lives. And if you keep the heart locked and keep the key inactive, nothing, in fact, will happen. But if you take the leap of faith and use the free will that you own, this key, to unlock your heart, to trust in what you do not know, from a source that amazes you, from a source that will break your prejudices and your expectations, then miracles can happen, but the power is in your hands. Are you willing to have the humility of saying you're like a dog begging for scraps from the master's table? Or, like those in the scripture today, are you willing to stand in your disbelief, your stupefaction, at the power of the Spirit coming from all possible sources or the most unlikely of sources? The choice, quite literally, is in your hands and in your heart. What have you done? What are you doing? And what will you do with that golden key that can unlock your belief and allow the miraculous power of the Spirit to flow through?